Missouri Attorney General sues school board over critical race theory. By Brecken F. Teese on November 17, 2021. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt on Tuesday filed a lawsuit against Springfield Public Schools, SPS, over its refusal to disclose its critical race theory curriculum and demanding exorbitant fees for public records. The lawsuit alleges that SPS has publicly acknowledged that they are instructing teachers and staff on critical race theory. Among other examples, the suit provides as evidence an oppression matrix from which staff are required to identify their placement. According to the matrix, which pictures raised fists breaking free of shackles, privileged social groups include white people, male assigned at birth, and Protestants, while oppressed social groups include Asian, Black, Latina/O, Native people, female assigned at birth, working class, poor people, and Jews, Muslims, Hindus, Sikhs. In another display, comparing overt white supremacy with covert white supremacy, staff are told that covert white supremacy includes color blindness, treating kids of color as adults, tone policing, claiming reverse racism, all lives matter, calling the police on Black people, and education funding from property tax. Furthermore, a display titled Understanding White Supremacy Continued cites Make America Great Again, Police Murdering POC, Persons of Color, Celebration of Columbus Day, and Denial of Racism, as socially acceptable, covert white supremacy. Schmidt's lawsuit against SPS appears to be on behalf of concerned parents who have been attempting to get access to SPS's critical race theory materials but have seen insurmountable roadblocks put in place by the school board. According to the lawsuit, after Schmidt's office filed to obtain materials, the school district sent them a bill for an initial deposit of $37,000. The fall district-wide equity training slides can be found here. In an announcement on Twitter, Schmidt said, "The effort to indoctrinate our kids through the divisive lens of hashtag critical race theory is happening in the heartland. Springfield Public Schools has been caught red-handed and now are refusing to provide documents we've requested." The Missouri Attorney General identified other examples of critical race theory trainings in the Twitter thread, including racist statements such as "people are just people," "I don't see color," and "America is the land of opportunity, built by rugged individuals, where anyone with grit can succeed if they just pull up hard enough on their bootstraps." The lawsuit also points out that SPS's Chief Equity and Diversity Officer claimed that the need for social justice in K-12 education today equals or exceeds the need during times of segregation, saying, "In 2020, with 4 years of an administration that has focused on school choice, the restriction of diversity training for state and or governmental entities like schools and threatening funding of schools who wish to expand their curriculum to become culturally consciousness sick, and other dangerous tactics to stop inclusive learning for students, the role of social justice in K-12 public education is just as important as it was during segregation, if not more," emphasis added. In a press release, Schmidt said, "Parents have every right to know exactly what is being taught to their children, especially when public school systems are implementing components of critical race theory and so-called anti-racism teachings in teacher trainings and applying social justice scorecards to math and other core curriculum." Springfield Public Schools has skirted our efforts to demand answers and transparency for parents who send their kids to Springfield Public Schools by demanding exorbitant fees for public records, he continued. "Now, we're taking Springfield Public Schools to court for those public records. I will always fight for parents' rights to know exactly what schools are teaching their children." The court cases State of Missouri v. School District of Springfield in the Circuit Court of Greene County, Missouri.